إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد, my dear brothers and sisters, we have had a few bereavements recently, and so I thought let me talk about how to deal with bereavement, how to deal with loss, how to deal with the death of a loved person. We all feel the pain, and of course the ones to whom it happens feel it the most, meaning the ones who are left behind, whose beloved person passed away, obviously they feel the pain the most. So the purpose of this reminder is not to belittle their pain and to say what they should feel and shouldn't feel, but to help us understand what is in reality, what is bereavement, what is the death of a loved one. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in the hadith Qudsi, he said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that if I deprive somebody from the company of his beloved, meaning that if somebody's beloved person dies, whoever that might be a friend, might be a spouse, might be a parent, might be a child, might be anybody. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, if I deprive my slave from the company of his or her beloved person, and they have sabr, they have patience, they do not complain, then I have nothing else for them except Jannah. For the person who is left behind, if they deal with the bereavement with patience, without complaining. Many times we hear people saying, why does this happen to me only, or why does it happen only to us people, and so on and so on. These are all kalimat, and these are all words of jahalat, of ignorance. We must not say that. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that, Jalla Jalaluhu, that if I deprive my slave of somebody they loved, and they have patience, and they do not complain, then I have nothing for them but Jannah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us sabr and to give us Jannah, inshallah. There are two things to remember as far as bereavement is concerned. Firstly is the issue of who the person belongs to. Who is it the possession of? Who is entitled to that relationship and to that person the most? And secondly is to remember that this life is not the ending. This life is only one stage in the entire continuum, which started in the ilm of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and which will end, and end not meaning cease or cessation, but end as in the last stage, which is forever, which is inshallah Jannah. We ask Allah for this. So in this entire continuum, in this entire journey, this life that we spend on this earth is one very, very small piece. It is a very significant piece, because this is the only time when we can actually do something to affect the rest of our life. But in terms of duration, it is extremely short. So these two things to remember. Firstly, who do we belong to? Who does everyone belong to? To give a very simple example, if somebody loans you something, if somebody allows you to use a possession of theirs, say for example your friend goes out for a holiday and his car is there and he doesn't want the car to, if it's simply sitting there, the battery will run down or something. So he tells you, please use the car, no problem, while I'm away for 1 month, 2 months, 6 months, whatever it is. He says, please use my car, don't leave it there. So you use the car, it's a nice car, you like this car very much, and so on and so forth. And then when the friend comes back, he takes his car. Now if he takes his car, then you feel very upset and so on, oh, my car is gone. It was never your car in the first place. The car belonged to the friend. It was not yours. I mean, it didn't go anywhere. It is exactly where it was. It is a possession of somebody else. So he took back what belonged to him. So that's the reason why. What do we say when we face a loss? We say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, which was mentioned yesterday. He said, we remind ourselves that in fact, we belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our children belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our parents belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our friends belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, everything, all our possessions belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu is the return, is everybody's return. It is our return, it is our friends' return, it's our family's return. Everyone, whoever was created, will return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu without a doubt. Whether they believe it or they do not believe it makes no difference. That is the reality. It is like, as I keep on saying always, it's like the laws of physics. This is applies, period. Whether you believe it or you don't believe it, it applies. Gravity applies. If you are going to jump down from a high point, then the law of gravity, which says that any object that is in free fall will be attracted towards the earth and will accelerate at 32 feet per second per second, this will apply no matter what. Whether you say I believe and jump off the plane, or whether you do not believe and jump off the plane, it makes no difference. Gravity is gravity. Khalas. Gravity applies because that is the law, and that law applies to everyone. Belief is immaterial. Why is belief important? Because belief is important because if you believe that, then you will take some steps to ensure that the effect of gravity is not negative on you, meaning that you will not meet the earth very fast. Because if you meet the earth very fast, then that is it. So to prevent that, you will have a parachute, you will do something to make sure that your meeting with the earth is good, right? But you will meet the earth. I mean, whether you like it or you don't like it, it is going to happen. You jump out of a plane, you come to earth. So the same issue as far as death and return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is concerned, this is haqq. This is true. You believe it, you don't believe it, makes no difference. It happens. So what must we do? As I said, firstly, remember that we belong to Allah and to Allah is our return. And the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ صَلَوَاتٌ مِّنْ رَبِّهِمْ وَرَحْمَةٌ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُحْتَدُونَ. Allah said about those people who have sabr and who say, إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ, that Allah sends salam on them. Ajib. I mean, if somebody said, what will you pay to get the salam of Allah, what will you, what is our answer? What should we say? Anybody with iman, what will he say? To get Allah's salam, right? What are you willing to give? Anyone with iman will say, take everything. Whatever it is, take every single thing. Because if I get the salam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, khalas, I am good, home and dry. How can somebody who received the salam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala go into Jahannam? How is it possible? Tell me. It's not possible. So, if somebody has received the salam, and this is not my contention or my fatwa or somebody's opinion, no, this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's kalam. Allah said, Ulaika alayhim salawatum bi rabbihim. First and foremost, verily on those people is salawat, is salam from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalal. Mir rabbihim. Allah made this grammatically, put it in such a affectionate and loving manner. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not say ulaika alayhim salawatum mir rabbil alamin. Allah said mir rabbihim, their rabb. Allah ne apne taluq apne se nisbat jodi bande ki, ke my slave, my people, wa ulaika humul muhtadun wa rahma, and the mercy of Allah, and these are the people who are rightly guided, who, because they passed this test. And what was the test? Allah took away something which they loved, and they said, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajiun. Alhamdulillah, I had the company of this person all these years, days, months, weeks, whatever it was, and I am thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He gave me this beautiful person for the company, and now Allah has taken back his possession. I have no complaint. Alhamdulillah, I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he gave me this company for this period of time. So, alhamdulillah, this is the first thing. Second thing to remember is, as I said, that this life is a very short period in this long continuum. We started in the ilm of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when Allah decided to create us. Then from the ilm of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we went into the alamul arwah, where we remained for a period of time which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. And from the alamul arwah, we came into the raham, into the wombs of our mothers, where we lived in the wombs of our mothers, immersed in water, immersed in the amniotic fluid inside the fetal sac. We remained there for 7 months, 8 months, 9 months, as the case might be. And then we got ejected into this world. And then from the day we were born till the day we die, This is our life. And in this life also, the actual count starts from the time we attain puberty, from the time we become mature, because until then everything is free. So until there's no accounting, then from that point in time, and we go on for a period of time, and then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when a person attains the age of 80, and in one case he said 70, he said Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala announces and says, when the person attains the age of 80, and he says, when the person's hair becomes white, his beard becomes white, and meaning that the person has attained the age of 80 and is in that age in a state of iman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala announces and says, this person is my prisoner, meaning I am now responsible for this person, and this person I have forgiven him, and this person will enter Jannah. This announcement is made, khalas. Yeah, so when people are who die at an advanced age in a state of iman, inshallah, this is a bashara from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah will give them Jannah. So this period, now this period is important, because whatever we do in this period affects our rest of our lives. Then we will die, and then we go into our qubur in the Alamul Barzakh, and in that place, in our graves, we will stay for a period of time which Allah knows best. And then we go on to the day of judgment, we are resurrected, and the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that one day is equal to 50,000 years of our current reckoning. And after that, there is, inshallah, we ask Allah for Jannah, and then this Jannah is forever. So this, in this long continuum, in this long journey, this life is only one piece. Now, when this life ends for somebody, then what has ended? Nothing has ended. It's only we transited, we made so many transitions, except that we don't have the memory of that transition. We made so many transitions, we are going to make some more transitions. That's why this word we use in Urdu is such a beautiful word, intiqal. We don't say mar gaye nahi bolte, intiqal hua bolte. Intiqal means kya maane kya? Intiqal maane muntaqil hona. The word intiqal means to shift from one place to another place. Yahan se is kamre se us kamre muntakil ho gaye. You move from this room to that room. So I mean, obviously you don't say, if I go from here, yaar sahab kaha gaya intiqal farmaye. To bata ab yaar aji bhai abhi zinda the na, zinda hi hai, us kamre mein gaye. Are aap aise kyun bol rahe ho, intiqal kar to intiqal hi to kiya aur kya kiya. To the point is that you don't say that istilahan. As we say, you know, the technical meaning of intiqal means death, but the lughvi maana jo hai, uske jo, the dictionary meaning, is meaning move from one place to another. So it's a very nice word to describe the actual situation with death. Death is not the cessation. Death is not extinction. Death does not mean now you no longer exist. No, alhamdulillah, we exist very well. We exist, we continue to exist. Only the state of existence has changed. Just like it changed from the womb of the mother, we came out. It changed from here to the Alam al-Barzakh. From there, it will change to the Yawmul Hashar, and so on and so on. We ask Allah for Jannah. So if you remember these two things, one, that we belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and two, Allah is our return. And two, that this is only one stage in this long continuum. Then inshallah, sabr on bereavement becomes, I won't say it becomes easy, but at least it gives us something to hold on to, alhamdulillah. And then if we have sabr, we remember the basharat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Jalla Jalalu. Allah sends salat and salam on those people who have sabr, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends His rahmah on them, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, these are the people who are rightly guided. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from all gham and hum and from all sadness and grief. But we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if and when that happens in our qadr, to give us sabr so that we become among those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends salam on. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahim.